أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. نويت الأربعين، نويت الاعتكاف، نويت الخلوة، نويت العزلة، نويت الرياضة، نويت السلوك لله تعالى العظيم في هذا المسجد. أطيعوا الله وأطيعوا الرسول وأولي الأمر منكم. People, they go east, they go west, they go north, they go south, and the target is one. Wherever you go, wherever you go, the focus is one. They, Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that when you want to pray, direct your face toward Kaaba. وَأَيْنَمَا كُنْتُمْ فَوَلُّوا وُجُوهَكُمْ شَطْرَ الْمَسْجِدِ الْحَرَامِ. Wherever you are, you direct your face toward Masjid al-Haram, toward Kaaba. He said toward what? Toward Masjid al-Haram. And we know in Masjid al-Haram there is what? There is Kaaba. And Kaaba, because of its presence there, the place become holy. And Masjid al-Haram, Masjid al-Haram is the masjid that haram in Arabic means prohibited, means in a place where sin is prohibited to be committed. That's why in Masjid al-Haram was able to say Masjid, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it a place that sin cannot be accepted. Sin there, even bad intention there is written against you. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, سُبْحَانَ الَّذِي أَسْرَى بِعَبْدِهِ لَيْلًا مِنَ الْمَسْجِدِ الْحَرَامِ إِلَى الْمَسْجِدِ الْأَقْصَى. He mentioned it, Masjid al-Haram, the prohibited mosque that sin would, that no sin can be committed there.
Mommy, I want you.
Tell her, Mom, that Mom is staying and she can't go where she wants.
Okay.
I'll be in the stuff of sin.
So wherever there is a meaning of that verse, always comes Masjid al-Haram. Masjid al-Haram is completely means no one can commit any kind of desires, bad desires, only halal desires and only good thoughts are accepted there. And haram means everything related to animality of the person. Anything like animals in you, characteristic of an animal, means haram, means animals commit anything. It's an animal. So when we say Masjid al-Haram means no acceptance of an animality of a person in that place. So donkeyness is not accepted there. The worst of describing ignorance, the best description of ignorance is donkey. Donkey is ignorant. So we must not carry the characteristic of a donkey, which is donkeyness. There is such word in English. Donkeyness is what we are dressing today. People are dressing completely donkeyness, ignorance. And trying to commit through their ignorance, committing all kind of unacceptable behavior. They think that, we'll go back to what we began about everyone is directing his direction to Masjid al-Haram, because it's a focal point where animality cannot be accepted. Donkeyness cannot be accepted. Ignorance cannot be accepted. Focal point of everyone in this life is that to be in that holy place means he needs to be holistic. To reach that holistic entity, enlightenment. So to reach that holistic enlightenment with us dressing the dress of donkeyness and ignorance, so we begin to imagine through our donkeyness that we are high enough, or we have achieved a level or a hierarchy or a position or a station or a trance hal or a state, that we begin to think that we know something. And since we know something, we must act on it and follow it according to our understanding. And that's why he said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, كَمَا تَكُونُوا يُوَلَّى عَلَيْكُمْ. How you translate that? You know? As you are, or as كَمَا تَكُونُوا, as your behavior and characteristics, or your personality, there will be leaders appointed on top of you. So the problem is that although everyone is his aim and hope is like every pilgrimage, his hope and his aim is to reach one place, which is Masjid al-Haram. Every individual in this world, every Muslim or non-Muslim, is his intention to reach a holistic place. Muslim, their intention is to reach a focal, a personality that they can be able to learn from it and understand from it and to be enlightened from it. And sincere people, Allah knows the heart. according to your sincerity and according to your achievement, Allah connects you. وَالَّذِينَ جَاهَدُوا فِينَا لَنَهْدِيَنَّهُمْ سُبُولَنَا. Those who struggle in our way will guide them to, will guide them in the right passes or the passes that suitable for them according to their struggle and achievement. So now and there are levels of achievement. We are in a state of ignorance, and that state of ignorance must we must and learn and must educate ourselves through an enlightened person, like when the sun rises, the whole world shine with that source of energy, that light, that you can see everything. So it was dark, then it shine. So you are, according to your personality and achievement, how much you pulled out yourself away from ignorance, which is described as donkeyness. Sorry to say that, but we are all in that problem. So as much as we pull us ourselves out, as much as we will be able to reach a higher level of trance that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala puts us in. And as we said, كما تكون يولى عليكم, as you are, you will get leaders to rule over you, to rule you. There are leaders that, because of our ignorance, we think they are leaders. So we follow. And they think themselves also, with their ignorance, that they become leaders. So they guide us, but in reality we are not improving. And there are leaders, they are high enough that when you get rid of your donkeyness, as much as you get rid, as much as you will be connected with a higher level of leaders, that might take you quickly to achieve enlightenment. Sickness with the donkeyness is arrogance. Donkeyness increase arrogance in us. As much as you are in donkeyness, in ignorance, you become more arrogant. That's why you cannot accept any advice. You depend on your arrogance, people, how much you can accept or you don't accept or advice. And that arrogance makes people to not to accept themselves. A sheikh or a someone to lead or to guide must be dedicating himself, not only himself, but he has to be connected through a lineage of shuyukh to Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Not everyone say, I am a sheikh. He becomes a sheikh. I'm going to perform zikr. Zikr anyone can perform. But irshad, guidance and giving advice, that's no one can do that. That's not in the hand of people who, my sheikh gave me ijazah, my sheikh gave me ijazah, my sheikh. And we want to check who gave him ijazah. And what kind of ijazah he has. A real ijazah means you have dedicated your life to that matter, to da'wah, and not normal da'wah, but to heal people through their hearts. Not I'm sitting in my home and I'm doing zikr because my sheikh gave me permission to do zikr. I do 100 years zikr, you take the barakah of zikr, but not the barakah of irshad. Irshad is completely different. Irshad, it's a haqiqatul irshad. It's the reality of guidance. People who comes in front of you, you can reach their heart. In the same time, you reach everyone's heart with one sahbah, one association. You can give what everyone needs. And prescribe different medication to everyone's heart. He will be happy and you will go. As I said yesterday, that there are six powers. First level of murid. First level of reaching the darajatul muridiyya, the level of murid. That's why you know that no one reached darajatul murid. No one reached that level of real murid. We are all in the circle. I will challenge the biggest here imam. Biggest, not imam of masajid, but those who are considering that they are guiding people. I challenge them. If they reach real murid yet, they did not. They reach, yes, the circle of muhibbin, the circle of those who they are the lovers of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, yes. Lovers of awliya, yes. And that's why they speak, they try to do whatever they can, but they didn't polish yet their hearts and themselves and their behaviors to reach the level of murid. The first level you step in murid, they open for you six powers in your heart. And you can ask them if they have this power. Let them say yes or no. حقيقة الجذبة، حقيقة الفيض، حقيقة التوجه، حقيقة التوسل، حقيقة الإرشاد، حقيقة الطي. Six powers are in the heart of every human being Allah created. He gave these six powers because everyone is created on Islam. يولد الإنسان على الفطرة on فطرة. Then they change or she change. So these six powers are there, but you need a code to open them. And they cannot be opened until you reach the level of murid. Haqiqatul jazba, the reality of attraction. Haqiqatul fayd, the reality of fayd means heavenly divine attributes will be descending, and manifestation of these divine attributes will be coming over you, dressing you. Haqiqatul tawajjuh, you make tawajjuh, you focus, concentrate through your heart, the eyes of your heart, anywhere around this world, like a laser beam. It reached the heart of that one you are sending this message to him or healing him. Tawajjuh, haqiqatul tawajjuh. Haqiqatul tawassul, the reality of interceding for someone, asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to, for someone. Haqiqatul irshad, reality of guidance. Haqiqatul tal, the reality of transforming in space, moving from one place to another place in the same time, appearing in one place and appear and your body in another place. Haqiqatul time. That is first level of the level of murid. Ask only that question to any of these shuyukh. Tell me what are the six levels of heart that will be open to the murid when he is, what you say, seeking the way of Gnostics. I'm positive, sure, 100% that he doesn't know even to name them. So if he doesn't know how to name them, how he is making irshad? Yeah, he's a storyteller. It's okay. Storyteller is okay. At least giving barakah, blessing, that's okay, no problem. But not to deceive himself or the people who are attending, that he is something when they jailed and chained Abu Yazid al-Bastami and they sent him to the king chained, they sent him walking in the desert with the army on horses to take him to the king at that time, because they decide he has to be executed. So, before reaching the king by 1 week, walking in the desert, chained in legs and hands. Look how much awliya suffer in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why? Because he said one statement made everything controversial in that time. So everyone begin to speak. There are some times that Awliyaullah wants to check who is with, who is against. They throw a controversial issue and check the hearts. Those who are with, they will be raised. Those who curse and speak bad, that wali will ask Allah, Ya Rabbi, forgive them because they mentioned my name. That is enough. With wisdom, they make controversial statements to make people to speak about them, and they say, Ya Rabbi, they are speaking good about us. Forgive them. Because they are carrying our sin. Sayyidina Abu Yazid al-Bastami made a statement controversial because he said, let everyone bow to me, prostrate to me, make sajda. Everyone against him. Yalla, take him to prison. The king saw the Prophet in the dream saying, one of my saints is coming to you, go and meet him. He's coming through that desert on that way. Go and meet him. The king was waking up. He slept another time. He slept another time. Then he called his army, ministers, everyone. Went on horses. Going in the desert. You know, 7 days walking. Abu Yazid was a distance, so by horses, it would be 2 days or 1 day. So he reached. Abu Yazid chained with his leg and his feet. The king by himself went from the horse, took the chains away. Who do that these days? Take his hand off, open the chains, put him on his horse, and the king walking.
Now what?
Slowly, 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 took them back another 4 days to reach. And the king walking, and Abu Yazid. Everyone was worried that the king was going to cut their necks, bringing Abu Yazid to his chain. He put him in his palace, give him shower, rub his back, ask forgiveness. He knew the reality. He explained to him the reality. And he said, no one, he put him in a place that no one will know where is Abu Yazid. After 7-8 days, hundreds of people coming and knocking at the door of that palace where is Abu Yazid. His followers. The king was surprised. No one knew how they leaked the information. So he called his minister, wants to cut his neck. Why he leaked the information? He said, no, I didn't say anything. No one knows. So they asked him, how you knew where Abu Yazid is saying? He said, wherever step he was stepping, light was coming out. Through all this desert, we were able to trace and reach. Wilaya is not joke. Guidance, irshad is not a joke. It's not that some comes and say, oh, I gave ijazah this one, I gave ijazah that one, I gave this one, and this sheikh, and that sheikh, and this sheikh, and that sheikh. It's very important to connect with a real sheikh. If you connect with a real sheikh, you fly. If you connect with a Baraka Sheikh, it's okay. But you walk. And a big difference. Sheikhs who is connected, and who is real fly you up higher level. Sheikh who is pious but he didn't reach the sainthood, he will take you, but as much as he has power to move you, cannot move you like engine of a train, pull you. He's going to move you like he is walking, you are walking. So I'm surprised when people meet with Maulana Sheikh, may Allah bless him, and they know only his, only when they, when his presence is around like a spotlight, and wherever he sent me around to go this place or that place or that place, is like a spotlight because of his barakah, of his power. Anywhere you go is a spotlight, people come, attractive. And with that, what they see people from Maulana Sheikh, and still they go and say, oh, I'm doing zikr. Why you are doing zikr? You were attending zikr with us. What happened? My Sheikh gave me permission to do my own zikr. You became a Sheikh, mashallah. You want to do a different zikr? Do it on Sunday. And come Saturday, attend with the zikr that you were, where we were doing together, and you were attending for many, many years. Not separating and splitting for what? To do for 10-15 people zikr, but if they come all together in one major zikr, how it must, it will be stronger. Unfortunately, we are Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah, and we are divided. Here 10, here 15 years, 20 years, 10 years. If they come all together, what's the problem? Pride, arrogance. Arrogance cannot allow it. It's killing it. But everyone is holding to his own carpet and is afraid that it will, he will lose it. Oh, what lose it? What's the problem? If you are nothing, you are everything, as I said yesterday in the masjid. It's better to be submitting to Allah and become nothing. People come, people don't come. You sit by yourself and make sohbat your turban. Grand Sheikh, after seclusion, 5 years. His knowledge like a fountain coming in his heart. So he has to give sohbat someone, there is no one there. He took turban, took his turban, put it on his knee, like that, and speak to the turban. No problem. Because there are many unseen people sitting and listening. When you have these six powers, when you open your mouth to speak from east and west, ma bayna al-mashriq wa al-maghrib, there are receivers, people with receivers listening to what the main station is saying. You become a main station. You are not anymore you are the source. You are not anymore transmitting what is said, like they have life broadcast now, and they have it, what you call the other one?
Recorded one.
Recorded one, when they hear the live one, they take pieces, they cannot take everything, because they recorded, they record, the, they're recording is not perfect. It's still awkward, backward. It's not digital. It's like old tape recorders. Half of it, the tape will break. You have to scotch tape it. So what they do is pieces of it. They broadcast it. This is Baraka Sheikh. A sheikh that is connected. He has a main source. He speaks from east to west with receivers, spiritual beings, or awliya, or saints, or people who can hear. They have their ears, became receiver. They are receiving information. Because as soon as you say Allah, that anyone has a receiver can hear it, because that is a wave. It doesn't die. It continues till judgment day. That's why it's written, always be written, always be written. As a, like, put, press a button on the computer, your computer now with sound, make Allah, take Allah, and press a button, keep writing Allah and saying Allah till judgment day. Doesn't stop. That wavelength is moving. That's why you can hear if you have a receiver. You can get it and take the sound out. That is the big difference between a normal sheikh and an ordinary sheikh. A real sheikh first level he achieved is yaqadha, awakening.
Awakening,
readiness, to be ready, means
wakefulness.
Awareness. Always aware of what's going to happen. And as Allah said, قال الله تعالى قل وإنما أعظكم بواحدة أن تقوموا لله. I'm advising you أن تقوموا لله. تقوموا القوم means awareness. To be aware of Allah's divine presence, of Allah's watching you. The first level that a sheikh has achieved before reaching the level of murid, how to reach the level of murid from beginner to musta'ad to ready to murid, you have to achieve this level of awareness. You have to be aware of everything around you that doesn't take you away from Allah. You have to stand up for Allah. And تَقُومُوا لِلَّهِ. Don't stand up for your chair. Like many people, they say, oh, we cannot speak against Wahhabis. Or we cannot say we lose our podium. We cannot speak against, we want to keep unity. What unity? There's being a وَلَوْ شَاءَ اللَّهُ لَجَعَلَكُمْ أُمَّةً وَاحِدًا. If Allah wanted, we'll make you one ummah, not separated. Awareness is very important. To be aware that your ego at any moment is going to bring you down. Don't let the donkeyness of the ego to overcome you, possess you. Not to allow it to your ego to order you, do this or do that. You have to submit to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Someone said to you, I want to do this, do. I don't want to do this. Don't do. I want to take my son to somewhere. Take. I want to go here. Go. Don't care. Care for your, look after your ego. What is going to throw you in which ditch to pull yourself out? Later, it's too late. Awareness. Yakaza. When you have yakaza, when you try to be aware of what? From heedlessness. Because heedlessness, sahatul ghafla, we say in Arabic. The moment of heedlessness means one time you are heedless, you make a mistake, one time is enough to destroy you completely. And that's why they say in law, lawyers, they say we eliminate all kind of issues that might jeopardize you, although you might not commit it, because you don't know at any moment you do something, then it goes bad. That's why lawyers always like police, like sheriff, cannot let you to do anything wrong. Like when you are driving in a car, you are going 80 miles an hour, and you put the police with you in the car. Can you drive 80 miles an hour? Why?
He'll stop you,
he's in the car. Lawyers are like that. They will not let you
to deviate,
because they know one mistake is enough. Even you made 1,000 mistake, it will not be seen. No one sees it, but one of them might be seen, and then you are in problem. They say no. Sa'atul ghafla, moment of heedlessness. You don't know when it comes. And what you think about, that is a lawyer, what you think about the tricks of shaitan and the ego is more stronger than that, make you to fall immediately, because you don't have a lawyer. Spiritual lawyer, where is that? Because people, they say, we don't want guide. A real sheikh is a real lawyer. He inspired. He sent you information. Francois, telecommunication, telepathy. Don't do that. Be careful. Be aware. He's communicating through your heart. He's reading you from far away. So when you are saving yourself from heedlessness and be aware, it takes you, it makes your heart, since you are aware of doing anything wrong, the light of enlightenment begin to take over your heart. That is one of the 10 different levels that we will describe later. That's the first level. Inshallah, in the next session, we will continue these different 10 levels that you have to achieve through the through your seeking the way of Gnostics, in order to reach, from after achieving these 6 levels, then you will achieve the 6 powers that they are in your heart, and we'll explain that in the coming session. وَمِنَ اللَّهِ التَّوْفِيقِ وَحَرْمَةِ الْفَاتِحَةِ